There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
You know, I said this yesterday that, and I didn't get in full into the story, but I think the state should be able to sue for every dollar that's been spent in this Jussie Smollett story, right? The Jussie Smollett case. I'll give you an update on that in just a second, plus dead racehorses and all that kind of stuff in Midday Mobile. Phone number, text line, 343-0106. Hey, y'all, my name is Sean. I got to check that. Somebody sent us a message using the app, the talkback feature. We'll get to that in just a second. I do want to start off the hour, though, and it is that time of year. It is back. It is a lot of fun when it's back. It's my locals only Christmas list, and this year brought to you by Greer's Cash Saver and Markets, including the downtown St. Louis Market. Drove by there the other day. Cool place. Big thank you to Greer's for doing this. So locals only Christmas. Let me describe this first before we get in any more detail. It can be a local business, but they need to be selling local things, right? Things that are from around here. Like you could have a locals only like a business. It's a local business, but they're selling stuff that's not from around here. That doesn't exactly make the cut. So that's kind of how it works. All right. And it's not just things, it's experiences, because I think that's a big part of gift giving. Maybe we have too many things. You don't want to put any more things on the shelf, but sure is nice to experience things as well. So that's on my list. So I do this each year, and I open it up to interaction from y'all as well. If you've got somebody who fits the bill here for a local, and I have expanded local to be beyond Mobile and Baldwin counties. We've had Northwest Florida, Southeast Mississippi. We've had people from up towards Montgomery for certain products. I'll put some lenience. In other words, I don't have a hard and fast rule. I'm not a hard and fast rule kind of guy. But it's got to kind of fit the spirit of the locals only Christmas. So these are local products, local experiences, local services that you can give for Christmas gifts. So I'm solving two things. I'm helping bring some attention to local folks that are brilliant with what they do. And on top of that, giving you a running list of some ideas for Christmas gifts. So I'll run through a few of these I have on the list right now. And then we add to this each year. Like you can just send an email to Sean, S-E-A-N. So spell the fast way, Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com. That's my email. And it's probably better than the text line and all that because I like to keep them in one place. And I'm sitting at my desk here at the back of the station. I can put those lists together. So Sean at fmtalk1065.com. So check it out there. And then we add to this list and then we'll post this up. And probably by next week, we'll get our first list up there to check out. So book-wise, you know, I'm always telling you about some great books here locally and several more on the list this year. But some of the classics here, John Sledge, historian extraordinaire, of course, a guest on this show quite a bit. His latest book, The Maritime History of the Gulf of Mexico, that one's out there. Of course, the Mobile River book that I talk about so much on this show, that book available as well. You can get it here at the Haunted Bookstore. Okay, so you double up. You got a local bookseller. I imagine they have that at Page and Palette as well. Somebody there, correct me if y'all don't. But the Mobile River book and the Gulf of Mexico Maritime History, local author and local venue. Same thing for the books from Mike Bunn. We'll talk about those in a little bit. My friends at the Nutria Rodeo. Yeah, it's like the old Nutria Rodeos we used to have here along the causeway. The good old days of setting the Roseau cane on fire and killing off the Nutria. except the alligators did a better job than we ever did. It was a, remember the Nutria rodeos of the past? Well, this company has brought that into the clothing world and has as local as it can get. The products they make are focused on all of us here in Southwest Alabama, and the company's local as well. NutriaRodeo.com, NutriaRodeo.com to get the clothing. Plus, they're in a lot of different retailers around town. Maybe the folks at Nutria Rodeo can give me a quick list of those places. I see them different places I go in, but I'm a lot of times an online shopper for their stuff. So NutriaRodeo.com, go check out their shirts and hats and all the gear there as well. Also, this has been a huge winner in our household. Cammie's Old Dutch, which is good 12 months of the year, not just at Christmas time, but I love what Cammie does. And Cammie does the gift certificates where the kids can go. I mean, you can set it up. They can get a ice cream every month, every week, if that's what they need. You can set that up and give that gift of Cammie's Old Dutch ice cream. That's a great way to do it as well. On experience side here, I'm going to lead off with this, even though there'll be a lot more of those experiences. Of course, you hear this man on with us on Thursday mornings for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. That's Captain Bobby Aprescato. A-Team Fishing is the overall group, the brand for Captain Bobby Aprescato. Get those gift certificates. Great gift to give for a fishing trip that could happen pretty soon after Christmas or could happen in the spring or the summertime. You can go to ateamfishing.com or check out A-Team Fishing on social media and get more information about getting those gift certificates. All right, so just kind of scratching the top of the list here, but there's a lot more, and y'all are added to it all the time. Locals Only Christmas. Tomorrow we'll feature some more authors and some more products and some more experiences on there. And a big thank you to Greer's making this possible. They stepped up in a big way, and Locals Only Christmas continues. And it does continue with your help. Once again, you can send an email to Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com. Send me an email. Tell me who your Locals Only Christmas idea is, who they are. If they got a website, any pertinent information, put that in the email. We'll compile it, and it'll grow. And then we'll post this thing up here pretty soon. Hopefully get your shopping done. All right. Let's see. Where do we start with Juicy Smole or the racehorse? I think I'm going to start with, because there's been an update here on the, and usually it takes a lot for me to pay attention to things that are national stories from elsewhere, but this one, it's just too much. So here's an update. This just came in within the hour from Fox News, but several other people have it here. Juicy Smollett ends testimony in trial of her alleged fake hate crime attack. First of all, Does the mental illness here that this guy is showing mean anything to you? So he wants to, so he's Juicy Smollett. He's, if you don't keep up with stuff, he's black and he's gay. So the designed attack was supposed to be homophobic and racist, right? So this is my opinion. We'll see what the court says. So people would feel sorry for him, I guess. And does somebody like that not think about what that does to the national conversation? Because that's the world we live in right now, that people are judged. You have an incident, a specific incident, and then it goes on to mean more for the national narrative on how we all get along or don't get along. So here's a report here from Fox News. It said, Jussie Smollett's testimony concluded on Tuesday after the defense redirected Prosecutor Dan Webb's line of questioning. Smollett's attorney, I can't even pronounce the name, let's just say Uchi, focused on the Instagram messages that Webb alleged helped prove that he was keeping Bola Asundario, one of the alleged attackers, up to date on his whereabouts the night of the attack, so he would know when and where to find him. Just another side note here. Can you imagine where you are if you say, okay, guys, I'm going to pay y'all money to attack me. Wear some MAGA stuff and attack me. I mean, what? All right, so it goes back to what they reported here, that he was keeping him up to date through Instagram, where to find him. Smollett said that tons of his followers responded to an Instagram story he posted about his fight being delayed and the incoming polar vortex in Chicago, which automatically begins private messaging conversations on the app. Uchi, that's the attorney, also focused on Smollett's allegation that when the brothers reached out to him after the attack and tried to extort $1 million each in exchange for telling the police they did not plan the hoax, under the redirect from Webb, Smollett noted that the brothers did not reach out to him about the money personally, but did so through their representatives to his attorneys. With that, Smollett ended his time on the witness stand. How does that... So, well, they didn't try to extort me directly. They used their attorneys. So, therefore, it must not be true. I swear, the state of Illinois ought to sue him if for everything, when this is over, say every minute that you've wasted of our court time and every dollar you owe us.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. And Dalton's in the studio. There he is. Woo! All right, so Dalton's here. I want to talk about Funky Cold Medina with you in a second.
Sure.
With Bob Boffin. Whatever the...
Baffert.
Bafferton?
Bafferton. Let's go Bafferton. With that.
Bob Billy Bafferton.
Billy Bafferton.
We'll get to that in a second. But
Tone Loke.
In the Juicy Smollett trial today, by the way, I didn't add this one, too, that he got mad because he had an attorney reading. Okay. So it says, Juicy Smollett scolds prosecutor for using the N-word while quoting his private messages. I got an idea, Juicy. Don't be in court in the first place. But I don't think the prosecutor read the N-word to be bigoted or racist or hurtful. They did it because it's a court of law.
Yeah.
And they're reading the actual message.
The evidence.
Like,
how much of this trial have you followed? Have you been able to follow it very closely?
As little as possible.
So, last week I was talking about his defense team.
Yes, and who cried.
Exactly. So
his attorney, if y'all...
His female lawyer, which I believe he has a team,
yes.
So one of his lawyers, you know, they have no hope. Or you would think they have no hope to
right.
win this case because they've tried every trick in the book, as far as I can tell. And that came all the way down to last week claiming that the judge lunged at her.
Yes. Yes.
Because you know judges.
A lot of lunging judges.
They're always going physically after the defense.
Often.
And so... She claimed that the judge who said that something they were doing in court was improper and pulled them and the prosecution to the side and said, listen, this is how we're going to do things in my court. She
right.
said he lunged at her, and then the copy from AP or whoever was writing it said she was crying in court and left with her mom. And if there's, like, how much more millennial can you get, right?
This is
the participation
coming from you.
Trophy.
Yes.
That... Our participation trophy lawyers, now, even if you've done something terribly wrong, you want good defense, right?
When my defense attorney starts crying and leaves with her mom,
then you
I'm
might,
like, y'all go ahead and just sentence me.
You might be in trouble. But they've also gone the route, because you have the two twin brothers who allegedly helped with the staging of this hoax.
Right.
They, at the same time, were saying that they were homophobic.
Yes.
That's part of the reason why they attacked Juicy.
But he says he's in a relationship, a hot relationship with one of them.
But also, yes, that one of them was a scorned lover and that they did things in a theater in Chicago. And so they're trying to both, you know.
Did Juicy not have a place, not a house or something?
You would think so with that $100,000 an episode.
Yeah.
But I'm just, is it possible that these two brothers outsmarted Juicy? Is it possible that they were trying
to
get one over on him?
There's a feral cat out back here that could outsmart Juicy Smollett.
So maybe one of them was a scorned lover and said, listen, this is what we're going to do.
Okay, lay it on me. Tell me that these brothers created a thing where they're going to say that old Smollett is going to decide to hire people to beat him up because he's gay and black, and then everybody's going to feel sorry for him, but these guys are going to end up getting them. Go ahead and pitch that.
Let's
to
just
me.
Say you've got the gay brother who doesn't
yes.
want to be outed.
Right.
And he says, listen, this relationship is going nowhere with Juicy. I've got to try to get some money out of this. How about we blackmail him? How about we pretend we're MAGA fans and we beat him up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then we hold this over his head. Is that possible at all?
What is, you know,
the Juicy's just, you know, he's dumb.
Occam's razor tells you to most of the time that the most obvious or the most logical way is what actually happened.
Right.
You're talking about 199 places away from that. But the internet will love you.
Yeah. I'm just saying, maybe it's a possibility that Juicy, while clearly looking for sympathy, you know, the racism, the sexism, or homophobics,
yeah,
that maybe it's possible that these guys... I don't know.
Keep up with it. Come on.
I say it out loud, the less sense it makes.
More it's stupid
obviously
it sounds.
This was an entire hoax from Juicy, and
yes.
Now he can, I guess, add perjury to the charges.
That's right. And he's got a crying lawyer.
Yeah.
Let's go to something more concrete here. Okay? Let's go to something more concrete. I want your reaction here. As the headline shocked the horse world.
Oh, boy.
Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit dies while training at Santa Anita Park.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is Medina Spirit, Kentucky Derby winner, trained by Robert Baffert.
Uh-huh. Yep.
People call him Bob Baffert.
Bob Baffert. You obviously know his
Billy Billington.
Name. Yeah.
Yeah, that remember Medina Spirit tested positive for beta-methasone after winning the 2021 Triple Crown race,
right,
died yesterday while training at Santa Anita Park.
So there have been a lot of racehorses who have died at Santa Anita
right.
Over the last 2 or 3 years, I think to the point where they were about to shut the track down. And
what is the track doing that's killing the horses?
Putting them in unsafe training situations.
Because they're on drugs? Does the track provide the drugs for the horses?
I think it's more often an unsafe racing surface when they have them out there.
The horse died from a heart attack.
Well, this one, yeah. But I'm saying in the past, there have been plenty of horses who have broken legs training there to the point where they've said, hey, you know, we might
then
have to shut the Santa
there.
Anita down. Yeah. This is obviously a different story with the heart attack.
Yeah, this is the drug-addicted horse. This is a drug, and this is a problem that has been a human problem, but I think a lot of people don't recognize it in horses that are strung out on speed and cocaine.
So first off, if you're unaware, a horse that wins the Kentucky Derby, even if they have said when stripped eventually, which is what it looked like would happen to Medina Spirit, and this is a horse who won 5 of its 10 races. Career earnings $3.5 million. They could have just taken Medina Spirit off the track and made much more than the $3.5 million in winnings over the course of the rest of its life. But they still had Medina out there, and maybe this was Bob Baffert kind of doing the "you're not going to tell me what to do" thing, because he caught a ton of penalties for the alleged cheating at the Kentucky Derby last year. So that cream you were talking about, that beta-methasone.
Right, they said you can have it on there, but it's like it would be 2 weeks or something before.
Yeah, so okay. It's something that apparently allowed up to a certain point.
It's like Robert Downey Jr. If he's going to be in a movie, he can be on a cocaine bender, but 2 weeks before they start shooting whatever that Marvel movie is, he has to be off the Bolivian marching powder, right?
Yeah, he needs to at least be ready to show up at set and do his job.
That's right. That's what they say for the horse, too.
And, you know, while the horse had no say in what drugs it was or was not ingesting, same thing, you want it to perform, yeah, right?
That's what you say.
But I guess the question is, and so many of these racehorses are, you know, loaded with, whether it's a diuretic they're giving them or whatever these drugs may be, they're trying to get them to compete at a world-class form, right?
So right.
They're giving them these things, and I guess that would be next, is finding out if some of these steroids, some of these creams that they were giving Medina Spirit may have played some kind of role in the horse having a heart attack. But then again, you look at the lives of these racehorses, and I mean, it's about going 100 miles an hour as quickly as they can,
well, that's
what they're bred for.
But that's what I want them to do. That's my point here, is that if this makes better horse races, let's legalize whatever you want to do.
The old Barry Bonds steroids.
Barry Bonds, if he's going to crush, you know, the baseball, so these horses, if they, you know, whatever they want to give them some cocaine before they get started, whatever
yeah.
It is, you know, get big horse nose cocaine, yeah. Get them out there racing. What's wrong with that?
That's, I mean, if you're looking for the top athletes to perform at their best, you want them to be loaded up with everything possible.
20, you know, and that 29 different times, old Billy Baffert.
Yeah.
Bob Baffert has been busted for, you know.
He's not allowed to enter a horse at the Derby next year or in 2023.
He'll get somebody. He'll get a proxy to do it.
He'll find a way. But, you know, no one ever, if there's a sudden death of an English bulldog who
right.
can't breathe, which
right.
happened in my family in this last year, an English bulldog who couldn't breathe because of the breed, right?
Right.
That's how they make them.
That's right.
It's kind of like the racehorses, right? I mean, you breed them
to
do things that horses shouldn't be allowed to do.
Right. And so if they're going to do that, then why can't they have a little drug habit?
Yeah. Makes sense to me.
Coming down on Baffert, I think it's unfair. All right. Coming right back for Midday Mobile.
Yeah. You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Check in with my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM Motor Cars and talk about inventory as we get to that Christmas shopping season, Larry.
Certainly. You know, we've been talking about trucks. You know, we've got a great selection of trucks right now, two-wheel, four-wheel, and all different kind of makes and models and price range. But we also got a great selection of cars. I mean, we got Toyota Corollas, Honda Civics, we got Hyundai Sonatas, and a whole bunch of midsize SUVs as well.
All right, let's talk about financing options for Santa.
It's tremendous. We just got somebody done at 1.79%.
Nice. Okay. Got my attention here. And it is, if somebody's got that special vehicle too, y'all do some headhunting.
Well, absolutely. We'll go to work as hard as we can. You know, that's kind of our specialty, is seeing what we can find. We do a lot with previous customers who have done the same way before.
I'm one of them. Y'all check it out. Tell folks how to find you.
Highway 90 and Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Please like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM Motor Cars. And I look over and I see my friend Kim Garrett from Victory Health Partners. It has been, like, people say this is cliche, but it's been too long.
Way too long. Way too long.
Like you've been,
it's good to see you.
Good to see you as well. And before we even get into this, because it's been too long, Victory Health Partners, tell folks, like, what's your elevator speech? Like, what do you do,
yes,
Kim? Like, what do y'all do?
So we are a nonprofit medical practice, and we take care of just one group of adults, so patients 19 to 64, who simply don't have health insurance. And without having access to care, I mean, that's a big deal to not have access to affordable, quality health care for medical, for dental, mental health care, just the whole array. But we provide that to our patients.
Now, so these folks, 19 to 64, that do this, they can come to you and say, listen, I have no other option, don't have health insurance, I've got it. What about if they got a pre-existing condition, something like that?
That's right. They can come on in. And these patients are people within their families. They're people who we work alongside. We see entrepreneurs, small business owners, cosmetologists, so many different service industries that come in, and either it's not offered by their employer or there's so many different life circumstances. But we see lots of patients who have chronic diseases. We have partnerships with specialists that we can get them in. So if someone comes in and they have a heart issue, we can get them in to see a cardiologist, get them medications, the workup, just a full spectrum of healthcare.
I've asked you this many times, but how do you make this happen? I mean, you talk about this, okay, it's kind of magic. Give me the inner workings of this.
That's right. Well, it's really so much of it are the partnerships. And that's something our founder, Dr. Lightfoot, he stepped away from his general surgery practice back at Providence years ago, just felt the calling to do this and step out in faith because he saw the need, and the need was identified. And then partnerships just started coming forward to where we have the ability. If someone comes in, they can see not only a doctor, but get their labs done, see the optometrist, see the dentist, see the GYN, get their medications, get the care that's needed. But it's a partnership.
So these partners are stepping up and doing this for y'all.
Mm-hmm. Donors, volunteers. We have usually over 60,000 worth of volunteer hours, and it's med students to nurses to physicians. Just you look at it, it's a community problem, but it's a community solution. And it's not relying on Washington, Montgomery. It's here, right here in Mobile. And while Dr. Lightfoot would say he just thought Mobile and Baldwin County would be great,
right,
but it's grown to be patients coming from 25 counties in Alabama, 11 in Mississippi, and 8 in Florida, because there's really no one quite like us within that region providing full-time this amount of care.
How many people y'all see in a year?
Well, you know, the last couple of years have been a little wonky with COVID, but, you know, typically we have anywhere from 15 to 20,000 kind of patient encounters.
Holy cow.
Which is amazing. And next year, we're entering into our 20th year, which is just truly a testament to just our community and faithfulness of God and just people coming around to make this happen. But we've seen probably throughout the 20 years, over 30,000 patients.
It's unbelievable thinking about those interactions with physicians and the lab techs and all that. Mm-hmm. And also, a part of this is, you know, people get prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to do that? I mean, those things are very expensive. You don't have insurance.
Oh, absolutely. And there's some good resources like the GoodRx, things that you can get the generic, but the name brand medications that do not have that generic option. That's what we utilize, the patient assistant programs for the drug companies. We enroll
patients.
What is that? So every drug company is required by federal law to have that assistance program. It's usually the small fine print at the end of the commercial, really quick, that says, if you need help, call this number.
Okay.
Well, it's a lot of paperwork. You have to re-enroll. You have to have original doctor signatures, no stamps. Like, there's nothing really easy to it. But we have staff and volunteers. That's all they do.
Y'all know how to do this.
We know how to do it. So we don't get a whole lot of drug reps coming and give us lunch.
Right, right.
But that's okay. But we can utilize those programs to get patients their medications for free. And this year, we're trending to be about $60 million worth of free medications to patients.
Wow.
And that's medications to cure hepatitis C that run about $70,000 per patient. It's medications for our heart patients, our diabetics, medications that are truly saving lives, restoring lives. So that is a huge component of victory.
You're talking to people out there that are probably doing without a prescription because they can't afford it, right?
So expensive.
I mean, it's so expensive. They got to make the house note. These are people that they got to go to work. You got to do these things.
Take care of kids.
Yes.
And we call it the juggling act, and it's where they're juggling all those things. And it's, you know, oh, I need to go get my insulin or this. It's like, well, Christmas is coming up.
There it is.
I'm going to stretch until January. And said, no, no, come to see us. You can have both. You can take care of what you need to for your family as well as taking care of yourself, because your family needs you healthy and well.
Right.
So,
but you know, people do that, right? I mean, especially
right.
Christmas, you're talking about I mean, somebody's like, well, insulin costs this, but I got gifts to get for the kids.
That's right. That's right. We kind of see that around like back to school time with all the uniforms and school supplies, the holidays. You know, if summertime, if the gas goes up, we see that tension. And it's hard to be able to do both, but you can. And you come to Victory. It's just like any other doctor's office. We're appointment-based. You see the doctor. You know, our patients coming in. They'll be treated with respect, dignity, and they'll get the access to health care that they need.
Let's talk about that process. Somebody hearing us right now, you said just come to kind of walk me through the process. Somebody who's listening to us right now, has never been, doesn't know where y'all are. What step one?
Yep. They can call just our main line, the 251-460-0999, or a website that has all the information. It's Victory Health. org. Make an appointment to become a patient, so just kind of get set up as a patient, and then you'll see the doctor on the same day. And then from there, if they need to do labs, if they need a referral, they'll go from there, but kind of just like every other doctor's office.
That's great. So people can get signed up and come in, you know, multiple conditions, things that they got to deal with. Y'all have somebody as a partner that does that.
Absolutely. And if we don't, then we'll get them set up and we'll do everything that we can get them taken care of. But we have about 150 specialists. So a lot of the times we can do a lot. So from dermatology to podiatry to oncology to what needs to be done, we can do x-rays, EKGs free at our clinic if someone needs to see an orthopedist. I mean, it's just truly, you talk about an incredible story within Mobile. And it's just the most humbling opportunity that we get to sit back and be a part of our patient stories. I mean, the testimonies of patients are just, I mean, we could sit
imagine.
Here all day and just tell stories.
I mean, truly, people throw the term around lifesaver. Y'all are lifesavers for so many folks. All right. The other, obviously, you said the number of hours you have donated and how many people are working it, but obviously it takes money to make this happen.
It does. And we are not funded by federal dollars. So we're like, what is that? Community Solution. We have an incredible community of donors who are investing, monthly donors, especially, you know, coming up towards the year end where a lot of people are thinking about how to make some donations. We are able to stretch for every $1 donated into $40 worth of care. So you think about just $1 can go to a patient's copay and cover a copay. Or Infirmary Health rents us our building for $1 a year. So
really,
just
really?
Think your donation.
You just
$1?
Rented it. Yeah, I'm the guy that rented all that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, but every dollar truly does make a difference.
Well, you're talking, like you said, whether it be monthly or somebody's looking for year end, how do they, if somebody says, okay, they go look at the website, they say, you know, what Kim's talking about, this is where my heart is. How do they make a donation? Who do they talk to?
Sure, they can certainly talk to me, or they can go online, make a safe and secure donation. We are a 501c3, or they can mail it into the clinic. Lots of different ways, but I can promise you we will leverage that dollar, that donation, to make the biggest impact that we can and steward it as well as we can as well.
When $1 makes 40, you got my attention.
It's a good return.
Yeah, it's pretty good if you can get that. So once again, the website, victoryhealth.org. Mm-hmm. All right, and tell you what, we'll put this up on our social media. Y'all can find this, whether you need the services or you want to help with the services. I love what y'all are doing because it's all here. It serves people here. Mm-hmm. People make the donations here. You know, I'm kind of into that. And,
that's right.
And y'all are doing God's work, and it's fantastic.
Yes, absolutely.
Kim, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, y'all check them out online, victoryhealth.org. Coming right back, more Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Lots going on with the radio station. As always, a chance to come out tonight and say hello as we're pouring beverages at Fairhope Brewing Company. So this is an event that Brian and the crew at Fairhope Brewing Company do each year. The guest bartenders, it gives us the ability to come out, serve the beers, and 100% of the tips are going to the Fight or Die charity. That's Fight and then O-A-R, Die charity. You've heard my buddy Bryant Knight and I talk about in the past. They are the beneficiary this year. And so that's how it works. 100% of the tips, whether you put cash in the old tip jar there or put it on your credit card, 100% of the tips go to Fight or Die. USVetRow.org, if you want to read more about what those folks are doing. We'll talk more about it tonight. But we start at 6 and we go till 8. And so I'd love to have all y'all out there to visit. I think Jeff Poor is making an appearance. Dalton will check if he's on the IR or not. I know that Dan and I are for sure. Of course, typecast, the Irish guys, right? We're working the bar, Dan and I are. And hopefully Dalton's off IR and Jeff's going to come by as well. So come see us, Fairhope Brewing Company, tonight. That goes from 6 to 8. Let's see. A lot of text here. We'll get more on the Juicy Smollett. The Jussie Smollett, whatever his name is, trial, I guess tomorrow as they're moving through this. He's Juicy has finished his testimony as it goes forward. I'm telling you right now, this is the biggest waste of time and money for the state of Illinois. It's a circus. Now, you know what? No offense to circus. It's not, because that'd be offensive to circuses. I'm not going to say that. You see the thing here about the plant-based coronavirus vaccine? Watch it be kudzu. Dalton, watch it. Watch it end up being kudzu that saves everything. From WKRG.com, plant-based coronavirus vaccine shows positive efficacy and safety result, developers say. Said pharmaceutical company GlaxoSmithKline on Tuesday announced positive results from phase 3 trial of plant-based coronavirus vaccine, the first inoculant of its kind to reach a stage to seek emergency approval. Yeah, do you think Pfizer's going to let anybody else in? You think Moderna's looking for J&J? Don't you think that they're working every angle politically saying, yeah, nobody else? No, we can't have anybody else in this. We can't split it another way. It said the vaccine has an overall efficacy rate of 71% against all variants of SARS-CoV-2 virus. So that's original recipe, extra crispy, the Omicron, whatever you got. It does say with the exception of Omicron. All right. It's 75% effective against that. Okay, so here we go. We'll line this up again. It's all new. Okay, this plant-based inoculant that GlaxoSmithKline is talking about says has an efficacy rate of 71% against all variants of SARS-CoV-2 virus, with the exception of Omicron, and is about 75% effective against the disease caused by the virus, COVID-19. GSK partnered with Canadian biopharmaceutical company Medigo, Medicago to develop a vaccine against the novel coronavirus. Medicago, which developed the vaccine with GSK, an additional substance to improve the vaccine, will immediately submit trial data and seek approval from Health Canada. There you go, Health Canada, the regulatory agency of the country. So we'll see. We'll see. Another one in the mix. They said the vaccine trial was conducted among 24,000 adults spread across six countries. Patients in the trial reported no serious or adverse symptoms. The results show the two-dose vaccine especially effective compared to other approved vaccines. Hey, Dalton, where are we with those efficacy rates? We end up getting new numbers all the time, but if they, and this one probably would move, but if it's 71% effective, weren't the others down like, wasn't J&J in the 60s? Which I never understood that. I know it had the, like the appeal, I guess, of a one-shot thing, but if you're going to get a vaccine, would you go, well, you know what, there's the most effective one. Yeah, I don't want that. I don't think that much of myself. Give me the scratch and dent one there. Give me the one that doesn't work as well. Goes on to say the vaccine trial, okay, the results showed the two-dose vaccine especially effective compared to other approved vaccines. Medicago and GSK both previously used virus-like particles, 30-year-old technology, they said, to produce protein vaccines. Living plants are used as... Why is this at the end of the story? Talk about burying the lead. It says... Because that's what we want to know. Living plants are used as bioreactors to produce non-infectious protein particles that mimic the native structure of viruses and thus bolsters the immune system response into invading virus. In vaccines, Medicago says it uses plant species. Oh, wait a second. This is why it's buried? Nicotina benthamina. Miana. Nicotina. Another word, nicotine. It's a close relative of the tobacco plant. Wait a second. You're telling me that a pack of merits is going to save everybody? That at the end of this, with all the money and the Operation Warp Speed and all that stuff, it'd be like, listen, if you smoke some Pall Malls, some Cool Filter Kings will knock this out. I'm not saying that's truthful. I'm just, it's a side commentary. Don't quote me on it. So Medicago is developing a number of plant-based vaccines to combat the seasonal flu and the norovirus, among others. And GSK has a common vaccine made from virus-like particles that offers inoculation against hepatitis B. Plant-based vaccines are typically cheaper to make. We can't have that. And safer for patients. We can't have that either. GSK said the new vaccine would not need to be stored in unusually cold temperatures like Moderna and Pfizer, making it easier for distribution, too. So what, are they taking a vaccine here and crushing up some Marlboro ultralights in it? And make it says a close relative of the tobacco plant. So there you go. That's the latest from the vaccine front. So there we go. Oh, thank you. Yes. Mary Lee says vegan vaccine probably sponsored by Whole Foods via Amazon. Bezos is always hustling. Yes, that's right. Do you want your vegan vaccine? But then it would be, I mean, do you develop a nicotine habit after having that? Would it be, like if you were really jonesing for a smoke, somebody need a chew or a dip, and they'd say, well, I tell you what, I can hit this vaccine right here and knock that out. I'll put that, let me mash on the button and put that story on my Twitter feed, which I hope you follow, at FMTalk1065 on Twitter. Although I have another one out there I have a personal one I'm trying to divest myself of the FM Talk 106.5 Twitter feed. It's not worked very well, but I do have another one out there I need to develop. I will present that to you in the following days. All right, I'm out of here. Paul Feinbaum on the way next. Talk to y'all tomorrow. Remember, catch Dan and Dalton mañana starting at 6 right here at FM Talk 106.5. And then that crazy Jeff Poor kid in the Jeff Poor Show, 9 to noon. And then we'll do this midday thing. Noon to 2. See you out tonight. Fairhope Brewing Company, 6 to 8 tonight. We're pouring your beer. You're donating tips that go to charity. It's a great event. And look forward to it.